Welcome. You are listening to the Retirement Lifestyle Show with Roshan Lungani, Eric Olson, and Adrian Nicholson. This show is an exploration of ideas to help you work toward your ideal retirement. Get ready for the financial independence of your dreams.
Welcome to the Retirement Lifestyle Show. I'm your co-host, Roshan Lungani, here with Adrian Nicholson, our first recording after the NFL season has started. Adrian, how was your weekend? You mentioned earlier you watched a lot of football, correct?
I did. I watched a lot of college football, a lot of NFL games, saw some really good ones. Just excited that football backs in general. Happy it's the fall, too. It's getting a little bit cooler out, so I'm enjoying that. So good vibes on my end. How about you?
Yeah, same here. Great time of year. I've got kids' sports underway as well now, so things have gotten busy, but I like the schedule being back to normal versus the summertime.
Yeah, it feels like once we're past Labor Day, it's like a start of a new year, really. So I'm looking forward to it and happy to be here on the Retirement Lifestyle Show and ready to go.
As am I. We've got a great topic for everyone listening today. We've got some thoughts, some tips, ideas for year-end planning. I know this is September, but we thought we would share the information with you so you have a lot of time to execute on some of these thoughts and ideas. So, Adrian, I'll start us off with the first one. We have not shared our lists, but I guarantee this is on Adrian's as well. Review your financial plan. Adrian, was that on your list?
It was actually not on my list, but I'm sure with some of the topics that I'm going to bring up and discuss today and some important deadlines people should make note of, we'll just mention that as well because that goes into it. But yeah, that's a great one that I probably would have gotten to as well.
Yeah, I'm surprised just with what we do. And I know you are, when we're reviewing most topics, you always reference the financial plan. So I put you on the spot there. We didn't get the same one, but let's expand on it and then we'll move on to the next one. But with reviewing your financial plan, think about how your year went as far as spending goes. Think about life changes that happened throughout the year. New home, new car, births, marriages, divorces. And make sure you account for those things to build your financial plan for the future.
Yeah, that's a good point, because maybe if you started one to begin with at the beginning of this year or a couple months back, now is a good time just to check in just to see how that really withheld with how the year went. Do you need to make some major adjustments, or are there just some minor adjustments that you need to make? Does it keep you on track for your goals? Are the investment, the strategies you have in place, are they working well for whatever your comfort level is with the way the market's been? So just like a good point that you brought up, just to review, see where you're at and see how that may be beneficial to you moving forward, or if you just need to make some changes. So it's a good place to start out.
Yeah. And we talk about this all the time, that your plan is your guide. You know, it'll help you get, it's not going to be exact. Things do change along the way. Life happens, but that's usually the lighthouse or the guiding light for you. So I would say make sure you review your plan. Even if nothing's changed in your life, things have changed in the markets. That's always happening. That's the constant in the markets, right? Change. So make sure you review that and that you're on track. Adrian, why don't you pull one of the items from your list?
So I'll just kind of expand and maybe touch on a little bit what you said, or just add to it. Maybe just take a list of some of the different accounts that you have out there, or you might not have out there, and see if there's any opportunities you can take out there to maybe reduce some of your taxable income. One thing that comes to mind is if you're working is a 401k. If you have some money left aside, or you really haven't been contributing to the 401k this year, maybe now's the time to consider, maybe look at that, especially if you have a match as well that you could take advantage. That just might be an opportunity there to take advantage of before the end of the year, again, to ultimately reduce your taxable income.
That's a great point for some of our listeners that may, either be starting out or may have just forgot to do it. I actually took for granted that, you know, some might not have started the 401k. But yes, definitely take advantage of it. And if you are not taking advantage of your match, that's free money you're leaving on the table. So take advantage of that.
And just review it, really, because maybe you've set up how your contributions were a long time ago and you really just set it and forget it. Just maybe reviewing it just to see if it's the most beneficial for your plan is a good way to do it. And also, again, how I mentioned that match too, really maximizing the match. I think we also had a conversation too where you really need to look at the match to see if it's the most beneficial for you, because maybe if you're contributing at all at the beginning of the year, you might not be maximizing that match to your full extent. Have you ever seen anything out there or know what I'm referring to, Roshan?
Yeah, actually, Adrian, that was a client we worked with recently. Where why don't you share the story?
Well, that's some of the points that I'm bringing up to where they really front loaded their contributions at the beginning of the year and they lost out on some match.
Yeah, so we had this client that wanted to maximize their 401k, get it done and over with early on in the year.
Mm-hmm,
but the way the match works was you only get the match while you're contributing. So by front loading it, they were able to maximize their contribution to the 401k. And I believe this was done in a quarter. So they got a quarter in the first quarter, they got their 401k maximized, and then they got the match for that quarter. But the way their 401k works is if you're not contributing, you're not getting the match. So they ended up, in essence, only getting a quarter of the match of the 401k. So yes, looking at your contribution amount, make sure you're taking advantage of the match. All good things. I was thinking if you're contributing to the plan and you find you haven't maximized it, but you could before the year's up by increasing your contributions, that may be another opportunity. And then within the 401k, as a subcategory is reviewing the investments, Adrian, as you said. To me, that's part of the financial plan, part of another reviewing your portfolio section that I've got as something that you should do. But yes, review your 401k contributions, take advantage of the match, make sure you're getting all you can there, and review the investments within the 401k plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. And we'll just make note of people that maybe are business owners or self-employed as well that may be using a SEP IRA to lower their taxable income as well. And if you're somebody that extended your taxes back in April as well, then your deadline might be coming up as well. That's around middle of October too. So that's something else that you should make note of as well, just to see if there's an opportunity for you there.
Yeah. So if, as Adrian mentioned, if you're a business owner, or if you do consulting, so let's say you work somewhere full time, but then you do some work consulting on the side, there are retirement plans you can look into as a business owner that can, that you can set money aside into those plans and you can save additional money in taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfectly said, Roshan. And I guess I'll just add on another account since we're talking about contributions, and this would be just 529s too. Again, sometimes typically the deadline is at the end of the calendar year. So if you want to reduce some of your state taxes and get a deduction on that contribution to a 529, if you have somebody that's going to use some of these funds for future qualified expenses when it comes to education, this could be something else that you should start looking at as well before we get closer to the end of the year, so you can capitalize on saving more money when it comes to taxes and be able to pay off some education expenses in the future that aren't impacted by withdrawing and being impacted by taxes.
Yeah, so look into your state laws, or as we always say, consult with an advisor. But what Adrian's referring to is, yeah, set if you've got education planning you're doing for your children and even for yourself, mm-hmm. you're able to contribute money to a 529 plan, and you may be eligible for a state tax deduction. So if you go ahead and do that, you can get the state tax deduction. Now, I mentioned for yourself, I have a client pursuing an advanced degree. I have other clients that are paying for their children's education. And what they're able to do is contribute to the 529 and then disperse it, that money, the following, you know, calendar year to pay for education. And they're able to get a little bit of tax savings along the way. So that may be worth considering as well. So I know some people might think it's, you know, it's too late or I'm paying for education now. Well, if you do the 529 and you're paying for education now, you can get a tax deduction.
Mm-hmm. And there's also too, I'm not sure if you're getting a lot of questions about this, but the Secure Act mentioned too that you might have the ability to convert this into the Roth in the future for holding it with a specified amount of time.
Yeah, I love that. I love that with the Secure Act, the fact that you can put money into a 529, and I'd have to look it up to confirm, but I believe it's got to be in there for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the kids can convert it to a Roth IRA. And theoretically, if you do this for like a newborn, they're able to have tax-free growth forever.
Yeah, and this is something that the sooner you learn about this and try and capitalize on it, the better it will be, because again, you have to have it locked out for that certain amount of period.
Yeah. And I think that number is 15 years, and we should do a follow-up episode just talking about this again. We have a previous episode where we discussed this, where we go over the Secure Act 2.0 and the changes. So please check that out if you want more information. And I mentioned earlier about speaking to an advisor. We are a couple advisors here. If you need help, please reach out to us. Our contact information is available in the show notes, and we can help see how some of these things may apply to you directly. So Adrian, I'm going to call that section we just went over contributions. You had mentioned the 401k, maximizing it, reviewing it, maximizing the match, maybe adjusting the contribution. We mentioned business owners or consultant, if you consult on the side, using a retirement plan and education savings. Do you have anything else that would fit into this contribution category?
That's all for my list. Is there anything else that you want to add before we move on to something that you have?
No, not on the contribution side, but please go to what's next on your list.
So the next thing I have on my list is, now that I mentioned the beginning of the podcast, we're entering into the fall season as well. This is where people start having a conversation, looking at open enrollment just to see if they want to make any changes to the health insurance coverage that they have. I think that's always a good time just to shop around and see what's out there. Maybe you could just lower the ultimate cost that you have, or maybe your health insurance coverage right now isn't really providing for all the things that you need. So this is a good time of year where you can just check in just to see if there's anything you can adjust moving forward.
Yes, if you're still working, reviewing the benefits that are offered by your employer, looking at what your anticipated health, anticipated spending will be the next year on health. If you've got, you know, a baby on the way, you know, a surgery is coming along, something like that, then reviewing everything offered by your employee, take advantage of all those benefits and make sure you have what's right for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly right.
Next on my list, I've got just a year-end tax review. So some of the things are just looking at how your life has changed. You know, people will oftentimes go to their accountant and they'll say, you know, save me as much as you can in taxes. But if you plan for this, you can often do a better job. So doing a year-end tax review, one, what's happened this year so far, where things will be a little bit different? What are there any changes you're expecting going forward? And within that year-end tax review, as part of your investments, I would also say you look into tax loss harvesting. So if you've bought a security, bought a stock, bond, mutual fund, and if that's gone down in value, if you sell it this year, you're able to claim a tax loss, or you can offset any gains for something you've sold. So just being strategic with anything you've bought and sold throughout the year to make sure you're maximizing your tax benefit can save you a lot of money in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was on my list as well. I think that's a really great one, because you're ultimately what you're doing is selling some underperforming stocks that you might thought had a good outlook this year, but now that you have more information on it, you can really turn a loss into something that benefits you. So taking a losing situation and turning it into positive, where you're ultimately reducing your tax liability, can be very impactful and just help you readjust and evaluate your investment strategy or what you're looking at going forward. So it's something really good that you can look into, especially as we get closer to the end of the year. Just be strategic about it. If you really wait to the end of the year, you might have a different situation than what you currently have right now.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, if it's something you actually like for the long term, but it happens to be down right now, you can sell it, wait for greater than 30 days. So after 31 days, you can then buy it back and still claim that loss. But if you sell it today and buy it back tomorrow, the government says, no, you cannot take that loss. They call that a wash sale. So you want to make sure that you avoid any kind of situation. Like, you don't want to sell and buy back, you know, sell for the tax deduction, buy it back, and then you don't get the tax deduction.
Yeah. And since we're on this topic as well, I'll just pull another one up from my list too. Just maybe look at donating some appreciated stock in your investment portfolio by the end of the year, whether it's to a charity or whatever it may be. This is another good way if you want to just save as much as you can on taxes while also contributing to a good cause. This could be another big opportunity for those highly appreciated stocks that you have in your portfolio.
Yeah, I've got that donate the stocks on my list. I'd put that under the overall category of making charitable donations, where if there are donations you have made in the past and you plan on making them again, let's just say your income's higher this year than you expect it to be next year, maybe you make those donations a little bit earlier, or you can donate multiple years in advance. Sometimes the term they use for that is bunching your donations. Adrian, as you said, I've got that as well. Donate appreciated assets. So maybe instead of donating cash, you donate an appreciated asset. That way you don't pay the capital gains on it and the charity doesn't either. And you're able to donate that money.
Mm-hmm. And this is where I'll also make note too. This is where you also have to do some research. You have to really look at the organization that you're donating to as well to see if this qualifies as well. And you have to see if they're able to accept whatever you're trying to donate as well. So there is a little bit of homework on your part than just gifting an asset that's appreciated to an organization. There's some things you have to look into just to see if you want to capitalize on saving taxes here.
Yes. The last thing I have on the charitable donation category, if you're over 70 and a half, and you make the donation from your IRA, you're able to avoid paying taxes on that money and donate it to the charity. So yeah, planning out your charitable donations will prove worthwhile in the long run, and it'll save you maybe even more in taxes than just getting the deduction, depending on what else you're looking at with the, you know, appreciated assets or with the qualified charitable distributions or QCDs.
Mm-hmm. So let's get on the topic of, since we're talking about donating, the gifting one here, because sometimes they sort of blur together and people really need to look at and see how it's different, where if you're donating to a charity, there is a tax benefit as well. But when it comes to gifting as well, depending on how many people you do it to, that's something that you can look at when it comes to estate taxes as well. That's something people need to look at towards the end of the year as that starts to come up.
Yeah, and so that's another thing I would look at. And I not just gifting, but I would say think about your estate plan in general.
Okay.
Make sure that your estate plan is up to date. And for those not familiar, that's making sure you've got a will or trust in order. Making sure your beneficiaries are correct, not just on your will or trust, but also for any accounts. So if your will says, hey, the money goes to my spouse, but your account, you have a beneficiary on your account and that says the money goes to my children, well, what it says on the account will supersede the will. So you want to make sure your beneficiaries are up to date, your estate plan is in order, and Adrian, as you just mentioned, you're able to give up to $17,000 per year So if you want a gift to gift to family, you can family, friends, really whoever, you can gift up to $17,000, and it's a good time of year right now to plan out what you're going to be gifting.
Thanks for clarifying that, Roshan. That's a good point.
But yeah, that's definitely a good one that I had on the list. Once again, my umbrella category is reviewing your estate plan as well. So when I mentioned your financial plan, for me, reviewing the estate plan is part of it, but it is something that I think you need to review that is oftentimes viewed as separate. So I think it deserves its own category.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So next on my list, while we're going on the estate plan and I mentioned the financial plan, I'd say next, make sure your cash is as you need it. We call it, the savings account or the cash reserves. You normally have anywhere from 2 or 3 to 6 months set aside for your accounts. And I think it's worth reviewing, particularly against the backdrop of all the data we've seen right now about, the COVID savings, pandemic savings that people had on a national scale has been largely spent down. I think maybe entirely spent down, and credit card debt has gone up. So make sure you have cash so you don't fall into debt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really great point too, especially as if emergency comes up as well. We're also getting closer to the holiday, so having as much cash built up as it makes sense for your plan can be pretty beneficial and help you be more flexible or look for opportunities, whatever it may be. It's just a way for you to have a little bit of a safety net for your financial plan.
Yes, and on the other side of it with cash, I always think of them the liability side. Review your credit/debt scenario. So with credit cards, hopefully you're paying them off every single month. If you're not, find out what rate you have and make sure it's competitive, or if there's something better out there, you can look into switching. Also, make sure you get make sure you've planned out your rewards for credit cards. There are plenty of types of cards out there. Some offer cash back, some are specific to a airline, hotel travel, some are in general a travel card. Just make sure that if you're using your credit card, you're maximizing any kind of rewards you can get for them.
Yeah, that's another good point to mention up, Roshan.
And for the debt in general, when I said review your credit or debt overall, I don't think it applies as much in the current interest rate environment, but make sure all your rates are competitive. Years ago, there was a lot of, refinancing going on, not so much now with the rates going up. But if you have something older out there where it's a higher rate that you can get a better rate on your money, it's worth looking into that as well.
Yeah, because that could just really improve your cash flow. Just lowering that monthly payment can help, like we mentioned, build up more cash, which we know is always beneficial.
Yeah. Next on my list, I've got reviewing the insurances, right? Also, you could say subcategory of the financial plan, but similar to the estate plan, sometimes people forget to review the insurances. If you're employed, some of it may be during your open enrollment period, where you look into your health, the life and disability offered through your employer. Also review the stuff you have outside of your employer, and not just the life, disability, and health, your auto insurances. If things have changed, like let's say you have a car and you reviewed your insurance years ago when you bought the car. Now, years later, the car is paid off and it's not worth as much as it was before. You may not want the same type of coverage. You may have had full coverage. You may not want that now. Your deductible is your deductible amount, a number that is good for you and your financial situation. So just to review what I mentioned earlier, let's just say you look at your cash reserve and you've got 6 months worth of cash and your deductible on your auto insurance is $500. Well, maybe because you've got the cash on hand, you raise the deductible from 500 to 1,000 because you've got the cash, and that'll lower your insurance premiums. Also in that auto category, you may have be able to get discounts for a good driving record or good discounts for bundling your insurances. So just doing an overall review may be worthwhile.
Yeah, I mean, just being strategic about it, see what opportunities are there where you can lower your monthly payment, get discounts wherever you can, really find all these subcategories within the different section of your plan to see how you can improve going forward. I definitely like all those, Roshan.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about planning and we talked about savings, but you also want to, you know, not just saving for the long term, but saving on what you're spending on as well can be worthwhile. Like the Benjamin Franklin saying, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. So I'll pull out one of the last ones I have on my list, which is an important one as we get to the end of the year. This is plan and expect those RMDs, especially if you're at a point too where you're in a high income year as well. This could really impact your taxes towards the end of the year. So looking at your required minimum distributions, which force you to take out money from your retirement account, is something that you really need to plan for as well, because it can have a significant impact on your taxes. And if you miss it, a penalty.
Yeah. So with those required minimum distributions, for those of you that aren't already at that age, when you reach the age, which, and I say the age now because it's changed, it was 70 and a half, got pushed back to 72, 73, and 75 based on when you're born, you are required to then take money out of your retirement plans. Well, planning that out, as Adrian said, is very valuable because, one, that brings up other areas like, is it worth doing Roth conversions? Should you take money from certain accounts in certain years to manage and control your taxes? So with this, we're looking at how do you control your tax bracket and minimize the taxes paid? And we are definitely talking about this on our episode on year-end planning, but I would say this is a multi-year planning thing where you should look out into the future as to how this will impact you.
Mm-hmm. And great point. And there might be some people out there saying, wow, you're mentioning I don't have to really consider this since I'm in the 70s and I'm far from that. But it also applies to you if you inherited an account as well. This applies to you.
Yeah, you may have inherited a retirement plan, an IRA, and you've got to make sure you take that money out. And the penalties are hefty if you miss it, 50% in penalties. So you want to make sure you do not miss the required minimum distributions.
Yeah, this is definitely always be on your radar and check in it year in and year out.
Adrian, was that the last one on your list? I've got one more.
Yeah, that was the last one on my list. I have a bonus one, and I'll just say that now. With all the information that we've been giving you, some of the deadlines, some of the planning, it's helpful maybe to create a financial calendar for the upcoming year where you just mark all the important deadlines, some things you should just check in. So as they come up, they're always on your radar and you can just always update it every year with all the important deadlines for you not to miss and always to make note of as well. Whether it's an actual physical calendar that you hang up on your wall or one on your phone, just something where it can provide you updates and just forecasts some things that you should expect in the future is always helpful so you don't miss anything and they're always there for you to check in on.
That's a great idea, a financial calendar. That's wonderful. Adrian, we should create that for our clients and for listeners, a financial calendar.
Yeah, you can just include all the important dates, whether they're just bills that you have to pay, taxes, contributions, just check-in or reviews, whatever it may be, just add everything, especially if it's reoccurring every year. It's just worth having on there for you to check and always have on your radar.
Yeah, I completely agree. So I'll go over my last one. I'm sure you thought about this as well. And it may be something that's so natural to you, you didn't put it as a separate item, but review your portfolios, right? And maybe you also thought of it as your in the financial planning category. You know, we've got these other pieces of it as well. But review your portfolio, make sure they're in line with what you want. What we will often see is someone will start working, set up a 401k, and then not look at it for, you know, 10, 15 years. They come in to meet with us and their asset allocation is all out of whack. So maybe they wanted 50% in stocks and 50% in bonds, and they haven't adjusted it. So 10 years later, they're at, you know, 80% in stocks and 20% in bonds, just because they didn't do anything to the portfolio. So make sure you review it and that you've got your portfolio in the manner you'd like in terms of the asset allocation. Make sure it's in line with your risk tolerance. That changes over time. You know, it goes up and down based on you, based on the markets. So you want to make sure the financial strategy you have for your investment still fits you today. Now, if you've inherited money, as Adrian said, with the IRA section, well, even if, whether it's in an IRA or not, he mentioned that with the distributions, but if you've inherited money, you've inherited, in many cases, if you just rolled over the holdings, someone else's portfolio. So you want to make sure the portfolio reflects you and what you need. And you want to think of things in your life as well. You know, if you've bought a new home and expenses have gone up, if your job is less secure this year than it was last year, that may impact your risk tolerance as well. So make sure your portfolio is set up as you would like it to be, and it's a reflection of you today, not necessarily you in the past.
Yeah, that's a really good final point for people to really consider and look at too, because markets are always changing, and you always want to be in a position that is best suited for you.
Yeah, Adrian, excluding the bonus one, that's 11 things that you should look into for your year-end planning. We're always there to help. If you need help from us, please reach out to us. We'll be back next week with another great episode. This has been the Retirement Lifestyle Show. Take control and achieve your goals.
Schedule a conversation with Roshan, Adrian, or Eric today at retirementlifestyleshow.com. Roshan and Eric are certified financial planner practitioners. They, along with Adrian, are investment advisor representatives and serve clients across the U.S. with financial planning and investment advice through RHA Wealth. If you found this show helpful, gained knowledge, or enjoyed the time you spent with us, tell your friends and leave us a 5-star review. This will help others discover the show. To access our show notes, to download any of the tools mentioned in today's podcast, to ask us a question, or to schedule a conversation, go to retirementlifestyleshow.com. All opinions expressed by podcast hosts and guests are solely their own. While based on information they believe is reliable, neither RHA Wealth nor its affiliates warrants its completeness or accuracy, nor do their opinions reflect the opinion of RHA Wealth. This podcast is for general informational purposes only and should not be regarded as specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Before making any decisions, consult a professional. The show hosts offer investment advice through RHA Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and securities through RHA Wealth Management, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and NFA. Finally, our music is The Chance, by Jason Shaw and Audionautics. It's part of the YouTube Audio Library, and it's licensed under a Creative Commons license. I am Ray Voices. Thank you for listening.